In the beginning of Parshas Emor, the Torah has a din of Tumas Kohanim. If the Kohanim are forbidden to contamination, except for the Zayin Kohanim, when the Torah says Lo Yitamo, and the Gemara has Machlekes that the Ki Rebbe Shmuel Rav Pshat is very common whether it's a chiyuv or yisur, and we pass no it's a chiyuv. But even if he does mind the Mitamim, the Tamim has a Bal Kohanim. Here the Torah clearly quotes that in Gemara is Rachum Dav Kuf and Menalas, but it also appears in Sotka Dav Gimla Menalas, Machlekes that the Ki Rebbe Shmuel, and we pass no it's a Bal Kiyuv, that is Machlekes to the Mitamim. And then the next passage goes, Laitama Dalbi Amar of Lahay Kalo. The last quote in the first poem, Laitama Bilishka Psula, who are the Zayin Kohanim? So the Zayin Kohanim are the father, the mother, the brother, the sister, the son, the daughter, and then the wife. The Sherah, Sherah is the Rishka. And the exception to the rule is Laitama Dalbi Amar of Lahay Kalo. The last quote in the first poem, Laitama Bilishka Psula, Shuruma Kulo Baba Oda Imo. When the Kohen is married to a Grusha, or to a Zayna, or to a Halala, a woman with whom he should be married, that he has a temporary stool of Halalas. It's an interesting thing. There is a Mishnah Torah that has like that. That a person who is married to a Grusha, Zayna, or Halala, is not allowed to do a Vayda and a Bechamim, the Shagabi and a Gev. Ad, until he divorces the wife, or Ad, she has the Rena Hanor. It will take a neder not to get any Hanor from the wife, so obviously he's going to divorce the wife. So we would allow him to do the Avodah Shacharbanos even if he didn't, let's say, the Bezin is on vacation until after the summer. They go away. Yesterday was the last day the Bezin closed. They open up after Labor Day. So now the Kohen is doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash and they realize it's not for Grusha Zayin or Halala. But he takes a nether, which cannot be undone. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, how can we make a nether that cannot be undone? What is it going to help if he's going to take a netter? He'll go to a Bezin, he'll be mata netter. They won't realize what the whole background of the netter is. It might, no, he has to take a netter that cannot... Adas Rabin, no. Adas Rabin. Either netter bar Rabin, or if you're netter bar Rabin, yesh lahatar, and then a netter Adas Rabin has no hatar. That's how he might explain the Mishnah. So the Bosh of Shat in the Mishnah said, it's only a Dimna de Rabban, Bosh of Shat. It's a Dimna de Rabban, that Kozmani Kohen is married to a Yishu who has two all of he has a temporary stool of halal from the Zendra Avodah Shacharbanos, and after he divorces her, and after he takes a netter not to get enough from her, so the Hechah has no divorce her, so that takes off the temporary stool of halal. The Pashup Shachar is only the Rabbanon. Pashup Shachar is only the Rabbanon. So the Kohanim Darshan is on this Pashup, and the Pashup Shachar and the Shachar Tzayim is that Israel is Rosh of Nur, the Raivid, the Kiddush and Torah Tzayim is Mashmah like that, but it's really a Zindah Raivid, a Zind Gomer, that is really a temporary stool of halal. Normally we say that if a woman becomes a halal, if a Kohen marries a Grusha or a Zayna, so since the Kohen is Goal Isha for Asura Lo Gisura Ekuruna, so this makes it Isha into a halal. If she's Nivala the Nivala the Kohen, then she's one of these citizens. But if he becomes a halal, he becomes a halal. So that's the first time that he has a temporary halal, not permanent, a temporary. God's man that he's married to her.
So
Let's say whether a man is also to be married to Ishta Sota, or a man is also to be married to a Mamzeret. That's a mistake, a man married a Mamzeret. And he finds out later on that it's the Issa. So does he have to divorce her, or if he just separates and they're not living together, so there's no reason. So that's a typical in Achronim. The Tosfos says, Lahokko and Achronim question. But the other one is Mamish 2 days in Tosfos, they have a Machor and a Gemara. I don't know. Even if you should hold that there's an Easter, I'm guessing, even if you show that there's an Easter for the claim to be married with the Grusha, that doesn't make the temporary halal. It's a very strange thing. How can it be a Dinda Rai? It's a very strange thing. But it's called Lahokko and Shulchan Aruch. Whether you understand that it's a Dinda Rai, it's a Dinda Rabbanim, it's called in the Hilchot Kriya Chakoyra. That the Kohen is married to a Grusha Zayin or Halala, it's not like that's the first Aliyah, because we treat him as temporary Halala, the first man that he's married to her. And if the Chuvah Farash go like that, the Mishnah, the Chayyur is only says the Gavi Avoid and Beis HaMikdash, Gavi Avoid is HaKadbonis and Beis HaMikdash. And the Rashi in the Chuvah says not just the Din of Gavi Avoid is HaKadbonis, it's the temporary Halalah, but the Rashi assumes that it's the Rabbana. And he applies it to Duchanan, we don't let the Kohen Duchanan. We don't let the Kohen get the first Aliyah. We don't let the Kohen do the time of the Mason either. We don't say that since he's married to the Gusha, so he's a temporary Kohen, so he's not doing the time of the Mason, that we don't say. We just say to take away the Marius of the Kohen, so not to be marked on the Mason.
And if
the Gusha
was married to the
in the shade of Raham Isra, the 2 days
of
the
Mishnah. He's only allowed to be tied to his coat. But she's not. Mm-hmm. So she has to be defined as a girl, or else she would never be tied. If it's in the shade of Raham Isra, so how could you also be defined?
I think there's a sound for that, right. Oh, so that's what we suggested, that there's a machlokes with the Rambam and the Rashi, whether the Tanya being a Tanya is like Raham Isra, they're actually the Rambam. So I'm going to say that that's going to put us on our
list. But can some people explain the Rambam and the Rambam is the Russian religion?
But then the Maria, how can the Chachamim allow the plaintiff to be Mitame? Incorrect, the Chachamim allow the government to be Mitame. Okay? But to that, the Rambam understands the Maria's answer, I'll still look at
Mason. So that's from Pashto to the Maria, and that's more than Mashmah Isha. After all, I'm
I'm going to say that Is it possible to assume that the Yishuv Habal is a right? They will be taken away from the Yishuv Habal. If you have the Yishuv Habal, then it's only after the Yishuv Habal. You still hold it to that bottom because the other Yishuv Habal is a friend. That's a good point.
So the Yishuv Habal is a friend.
But she died. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah said. He's looked at. When the wife dies, then it's mutter, like if he divorces his wife, then it's mutter to do all those things.
Yeah,
but it's not inferior to the case when he says to Nether not to be Nether from her. Once she's not alive anymore, so obviously he's not going to be living with her anymore. He's dead. So then she says when the wife dies, so then there's no Easter anymore to do the Avodah. Shabbos, what if the Kohen is not married to an Easter Kohen? What if he's living with a sister? Or he's living with an Eishes Ish, someone else's wife? He's not violating the one in the Easter Kohen, he's very Nizam, the Eishes Kohen, he's violating the Laitino. And that's there is a difference. It's Baal Eish HaSish, be clear, it's Baal Eish HaSish, not be clear. So that's a Machlekes Achreinim. Earlier this year, we talked about it. That's a Machlekes Achreinim. The Shepinke, the Yor HaKhaim, on Earth, has Horus, running the Horus on the whole of our hand. So Nilchus, the Sias Kapayim, He quotes Achraim about that. But some Achraim says, Achraim, Magda, because he's only violating the Sri Kuna, so he's not allowed to do Achraim. He's not allowed to give the first one either, so he violates the Sri Arayu, the Torah from Mrs. Burden, Allah of Shana Khan.
The
Nakhon Mimah family is going to be in the Kippah.
We
don't have
the
case that it's
going
to
be
the Baal of
the
Ibrahim. Right. If he's Baal, then he's Shara, then he doesn't have the Gemshah. But if he's not living with the Gemshah, then he's living with the Ashish. Does that make it better or worse? He's married to a woman who never got a guest in the first place. So did he allow him to do it or not? So that's an apologist and apologist. So you're telling me, no, no, he's faces and he does anything else, culture, it doesn't bother me. You see, the only thing that bothers me is, if you violate food, it's easy to do, but if you violate the association, so that's worse, but it's different. And I can obviously call the sign that's worse, but it's different, because it's so much more common that has nothing to do with this thing of temporary halal, the right to the rabbon, however you understand it, the fact that it's only the rabbon. He's been a temporary halal, it's only flash that he violated. He's very good. Mishkav Zohar, the Ram, I'm Sanhedrin, says, Mishkav Zohar is a rabbi. But he said he heard about Yavah. Mishkav Behem, he has his cover. Right. That's the Shem, but the Pashtus is the way you find it, it's more common, but the Chorid is in a temporary halal, it's only implied if you violate the Kuhuna Diki Yisrael. It's Mitzvah Lameshi, yeah, what if you have a time with Mitzvah Lameshi? Shlo Kedim. Also, he's not allowed to get the first Aliyah, he's not allowed to let him do Avedis HaKadonis, I mean, he's not allowed to let him do it. He violates the Yisrael Kuhuna. And so these Makabal children have to do it. So if he's married to the wife, these Makabal children, Shlok Zafet doesn't help. He has to divorce her, take an air. If Makabal Shlok Zafet comes to Mason, let's say Akoni went to medical school in Yisra. And then later on, he decides he's going to do Shuvah. So just because he finished medical school doesn't mean that he's supposed to do Shuvah. He finished it. He doesn't have to Mason anymore. But if he's Makabal, if Louis is going to forget all of his medical information, he promises now that he'll never go to medical school again. He'll never violate these things in Yisra. Okay? But he's Mikabal not to violate it now. He's not allowed to. So we would allow him to get the first son. The first man that is violating these two, and not allowed to treat him like a son.
Is it
true
that they have
to meet together
as a
Muslim,
or
if he just bought a Shikhi Yisrael after me? The other
just wants to fight.
Will he get a Muslim? First off, you mystery had the Yetzirah. Everybody had the Yetzirah. Not everybody has such a big Yetzirah. Some people have the Yetzirah. They call Shinhari once in a while. There's lots of other people. And you all find out there once in a while. And other people have the Yetzirah. They don't bother to teach once in a while. I don't think that's possible in the Tuna. But if he does the clear, if he does the clear, he'll go to the other part. No. Also not that much. But if he violates the other, it's clear. That's the deal. Isn't that right? But it's possible to do Avodah on that.
If you can use a Avodah
that he's personally up to the water or something like that,
is that
an omission to
the
Avodah?
Is that
the name to
the
best person to be there? There's
a person
left to be there. I don't know. You could say it's an omission. You could say that it's a form of being close to him to be close to the children. Or you could say that it's a temporary halal of the Avodah.
There
is an office in the captain building,
and
she did not come to
the home that is
the top of the tower of
the
other
city. So
it
wouldn't be
an option. So, on a level of the right, it is a dinner by mentioning Adin, a level of the right. And she had good, only five times she had good. The other one, she don't say a mention Adin. What is this called? A finer when you get a lot follow? Let's say a coin lives with a grush or a halal, so the blood becomes a halal. What if a coin is boil and she's ish? The halachayim. So the blood is a mamma. No, so the blood is a mamma. But you say, well, if the halachayim matter, if he's only boil, grush is a halal, the blood is a halal. So if he's boil and she's ish, which is more common, the person's blood, in addition to being a mamma, will also be a halal. But you say, no, he's a coin and he's a mamma. Can he get the first aliyah? Can he make a tikkun adam with him? Can he do avodah on the Beit HaMikdash? Just because the mamzer doesn't do it. A mamzer? Why? Mamzer is a short kosher, the same as anybody else. Well, the Achrayim says a mamzer can't write a sefer Torah, so they say it doesn't make any sense. So the Shach writes the other, he can't write that partially of a mamzer to Kal Hashem, because we know that in his heart he probably has tarumas against that person. Shouldn't get that aliyah, because he probably doesn't, is not too happy about that part. He's a Jew, they can't do it. He doesn't have any other Jews.
Can't marry.
Can't marry a Jewish girl, that's cool. Can't marry a Jewish girl. Have to marry our mamzeres, we have to marry our Yoruba. That's the shaykh. You say that it's a kavachay. Ma, the hakein is bo'al agusha zen v'chalol, it's a good lali v'chalol. Yes, certainly so. But he say, no. Just like the temporary chalol is on him, as long as he violates the siri kuhl. But if he violates the siri kuhl, has nothing to do with his temporary halol. If it violates, if the ladder is a mamzer, because it's Nisuri Torah, it's not Nisuri Kuna, so it will not be a halol. So that's a big deal in the Nachrenim. Same halom, the bigger Yechezkel has the leaf that he quotes from Yishayim, the foolish in Machlokes in Habor Yivimper, of course, the Yitzvor, I think, and other Yishayim, Rashi in the Yitzvor. In Habor Yivimper, have a Machlokes about this Shana. The Shana, Allah, 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 Kain marries an Ashishich. Kain does not marry a Gusha. He's not going to marry a girl who got divorced from the first husband. He marries a girl who didn't get divorced from the first husband. Still married to the first husband. That's not a Chalila. That violates the Yisuri Kuhuna. They violate those things. So what's the din? So if Lada is a Mamzer, late man the Palace. If Lada is a Mamzer, the Shaila is a Mamzer. If Lada is a Chalila. Can you be a Chalila and a Mamzer with a Shaila? I say that contradiction.
The over
there with
the guy
that
how
do
you
say the name is
only
applied to
teenage
Luna
because the whole
concept of temporary halal is kind of like used with Turkish and halal. Right. Permanent halal. So that's a deal in Akhranim, and the Tibi Hess, of course, all the literature. Of course, the Beish Mu'ala Chalkut Mafalkin, and he spoke earlier, the Shemim, and the Ramas, the Shalom, and the Rabbalah, and the Rai. What's the deal that the husband is metamic to his wife? So the Gemara says, Ishtay Arista, he's only every the Baal is not Gerish, he's not Mitami law, he's not Leishan and Dara, he doesn't have all the dinim of Sherish. Sherish is Rishta, is only by Nisua. It's only by Yishta Nisua, and Baal is only in Obeha, Mitami law, Leishan and Dara, and so on. It's only by Nisua. So you see that there are obviously Pasha, there are two levels of Ishta, there's a lot of Nisua. You get a little bit too, so everything is an incomplete issue, and Nisua is a complete issue. Why do I need a prophet to tell me Laitama Babi Amad Lahechala that the husband is not permitted to be Mitamik? The Kohen is not allowed to be Mitamik to his wife. When she died, if she was a Gusha Zen of a Halolo, so she was temporarily in the Kubo below the Yimah. Why do I need a prophet to tell me that the husband is not Mitamik? If a Kohen marries a Gusha Zen of a Halolo, are Kiddushin Tovsin? Obviously, yes. You see, from the prophet Kiddushin are Tovsin. That's why I need a prophet to say that he's not Mitamik law. After she dies, otherwise, if you say, hey, did she trust him, the Kohen, the Gusha, then you wouldn't need a prophet to say that there's no Havanim. You don't need a prophet to say that he's not Mitamila when she dies, he's not his wife. He wasn't his wife, but another man. It's obviously the Kiddush and Atosin. That's what it was, the Kiddush and Atosin. But the question is, Kiddush and Atosin is not enough. You have to say that Nisu and Atosin also. Nisu and Atosin, and when she dies, he's still not Mitamila. Because of the fact that she's an Ishtar Asturova. Because with her, if you would say that, I tell you, marry the Grusha is only everything in status. Kiddushin and Atosin are not Nisuin. So then again, what would you need a prophet for unless you say that this group is what the prophet tells me? That if the Kohen marries the Grusha is only a halala, so there's not Nisuin. So what's Kaka to do? Let the Kohen marry the Grusha is only a halala, and she takes the nether. Can he be made for the nether or not? He has to divorce her. But before he gets to divorce her, the Bezin is on vacation. Yesterday, of course. He's not going to come back to live for Lebanon. So that's the Shaila. Then the husband did make the Nidre Yishto, he had everything in his doing. And then he decides to become a Baal Shuva, and he says the woman is a Gusha Zen, halala, he has to divorce her. But he didn't divorce her yet. But in the Reza Nidoreha, so the Raman quotes on a foolish perceptor. I don't remember any more. The Raman quotes on a foolish perceptor that yes. Really?
No. I'm saying, why isn't it the regular Machlokes Tanayim that when a guy marries a girl, as in Sufi, you know, one time says, only you sir, cause you know,
the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, yeah, the Gemara.
Kohen
Manah
is an essay.
Gemara in the beginning of the next parish talks about that. Gemara in the beginning of the next parish says, the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva holds that condition talks to Mechayvi Lavin, that means if the Yisrael marries a Mamzeret, Kiddush and Anat tells him, what would Rabbi Akiva say? So the Gemara says, what would Rabbi Akiva say by Isuri Kuna? What if it's called Mari Kiddush? Would you say that it's not Tovs and Anat? So the Gemara has a Machlech with Tatanah. He said, the Pashit Shita is... It's on the first Daf, and the Chotzet on this Gemara. Pashit Shat is leaving Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Hengi Kiddush, Tovs and Mechag Elav, and it's on a... Chag Elav and the Rashav and Matov. Chag Elav and the Kuna and Anat. Rabbi Akiva would be Mari Kiddush, not Tovs. There's no other there. Other Tanarim who say that Rabbi Akiva even said a sheet by Chayyu Lab and the Kuhuna, but it's still a case of Kedushin would be Tosin. You have the case of Almana the Kangol. If a Kangol, if a Kangol marries an Almana. The Kangol marries an Almana. And the Demi Gemara says this is another Tanar. Rabbi Yeshiva who claims that the bottom of what Tosin is. Rabbi Yeshiva claims that any Rabbi Akiva that even if Kangol marries an Almana is a Kedushin Tosin. Ain't Kiddushin Tosin? So where do you have the case? Akiva has to agree also, there's a Tosin in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, Kisiyenu Yishtein Hashem Hu Achas Ahuvah Hu Achas Tnuh Hu Yodol Abon Hu Ahuv Atnuh. So Kisiyenu Yish means that he's married. Not somebody is Mizana with Tulakshin. He's Mizana with the Chumash. Kisiyenu Yish means that there's Havai. Havai means it's Kisiyenu Kiddushin. How can you have Hu Achas Ahuv Hu Achas Tnuh? He loves one and he hates the other one. The third is God that he hates it. No, he says no. Tnuh Ben Yisrael. One of them is purely, one of them is married to Yisrael, one is married to Hashem. The Gemara says, you see, they're not Tosin. They could do Shana Tosin, even though you're not allowed to be married to the woman. So who is that? What's the thing to do? The man is married. So the Gemara says, if you hold the way we hold it on the sheet, they could do Shana Tosin, Mechai Be'lavin, and he says, so it's married to a Mamzera. Sure. So it's married to a Mamzera, so they could do Shana Tosin. If you hold the Bakiga, though, they didn't keep do Shana Tosin, Mechai Be'lavin, what do you do with the Tosin? So the Gemara says, the Tosin, yo, and Chai B'Lav in the Queen. What if you hold like that time, like that time? The Gemara says, you go to Chai B'Yeshe. There was, the Rebbe Akiva would be murdered by Tengaru B'Gu'ulo. A Gu'ulo L'Tengaru. A Gu'ulo L'Tengaru, even Rebbe Akiva, even the bigger sheep would agree.
Rebbe Akiva
Right, okay. You can have a mamzer that is a father. Shiloh is necessarily said that every mamzer is a father. But we have to follow that without Shiloh. Every mamzer has to be a father. If you say there's a people, you can make that with both titles, right? Why not? Okay. I can give you a simple case where you have a mom who is a fellow. Let's say the man is a trained fellow and he marries, and he lives with an Asian sister and he has a blog, but he is a fellow. So the child is going to be a mom because he's born an Asian sister. The child will be a fellow because he's a fellow. You can have, but a mom with a fellow is possible. The child is like, yeah, then have a deal on it. Is every blog that's a fellow automatically, every blog that's a mom automatically a fellow? Or do you say no? Not necessarily so, unless the father is a fellow. Or unless it was one of the three two.
The partial of this protein and value are left out for Korean and Kishnai. So the Pacific seems to be going through the woods, going through the father's mind, and finally he's ready to find out the solution. And if we're saying that it's new one, it's new one, we understood that he did something that was.
The Gemara, I think, adds on as Russia. I don't think the Gemara means Pshutusham. The Gemara says, Ahuvan in Yisrael, and Tzum in Yisrael. It's like Russia. That's the Pshutusham. The Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation. And according to that additional level of interpretation, the thought is still used to the end of the issue. That there is Havai, that there is Jesus Kiddush, and he's known as Yisrael or Shanisa. So the Gemara says on the top of Lama and Amidah, and it's true that even Rabbi Kiddush will agree that by Abul or the Tangaru, by Abul or the Tangaru, that Kiddushin will be Tosin. Why did Tata made of Abul or the Tangaru? That Kiddushin are Tosin. Why should that be different? I would accept Pshat that Bulu Tangor is only an Easter Esther, Shem Shava Bakor. Mitzvah Badem is also only Easter Esther. That's the Easter Esther, Shem Shava Bakor. Bulu Tangor is an Easter Esther, Shem Shava Bakor. Why should it make a difference whether it's Easter Esther? That is the correct Pshat. That is the correct Pshat. After I was straightened out already, I didn't think that that was right. I thought that why should it make a difference whether it's an Easter Esther, a Shava Bakor? Or is it an Easter Esther, Shem Shava Bakor? And the mystery that Zayni is an Easter Esther, and the other people are all the institution person. But an Easter Esther, Bulu Tangor, Kim Sulam Yamadi Kafishra, it says it from the scribe to make you better. So that's an Easter Esther. So why should it make a difference whether Shava Bakor, Shem Shava Bakor, why should it make a difference? The Gemara says that is the thing. I thought that the Gemara meant a fancy pshat, which is incorrect. I thought the Gemara meant to say like this, that Bulu Tangor is not an Easter Esther, it's a Bittul Esther, not an Aveir. It's just that he's not doing the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on the Tangor that he should marry a Tzula. He marries a Bula, so he's not doing an Aveira. It's just that he didn't do a mitzvah. That's what I thought the Pshat during the Gemara was. So the Marcheshes has a whole essay where he shows that it's not correct. Marcheshes has in Taylor's faith, has a very beautiful essay. Taylor's based in the New Testament. Has a long Darichus. He writes the whole 20 Melitzis on the Gemara in the Vomis. That this Sugya Bulu Lukangol shows that it's not correct like that. It shows that Bulu Lukangol is both an Easter essay and a Mitzvah essay. And it gives you an Achiminus Levina. It starts off by discussing the cases on Laman and Rala, and Sugya is on Laman and Rala. The last line of Igab and Ayah is Bulu Lukangol. The cases on the last line present some Achlokes to Rabbi Nitam and the other Rishon, what is the Bulu Tatsma Lukangol? What if Lukangol was a Boal HaTsula? And then he decides he wants to marry her. Is he permitted to marry her? So he might say, as long as you're not allowed. But there's an Achlegis that Rabbi Nitam, the other Rishon, whether that Easter was an Easter there, right Easter, or an Easter there, Rabbana. The place is proof from the Gemara Mashim, the Bula Satsma, Asturah, Laman, Atera. At the last line, and Laman, Amid Allah, places in Amas, and each of the night. So they say, if you read the Gemara, you run it. That's the moon pass. It would be Mashma there, they tell you how it's Mashma. The Bula Satsma, Asturah, Laman, Atera. Rabbi Nitam learned the English thing. Rabbi Nitam holds that Bula Satsma is going to Rabbana. How did he deal with that Gemara? So that's what the Machesh has had a long essay in. To explain how Tazis learns the Gemara, and how the Rabbi Nitam learns the Gemara. In the middle of his essay, he shows the Pshat in that Gemara. He says, if you hold that Bula Satsma is the right there, where the Bali Tazis hold, so how does a Tangodal ever live with his wife? The Bula Satsma. Truman came over. He wasn't designed with the girl before he got married. Truman, he gets married, good inside the position, and then he lives with his wife. It's only Bishat's Kiddushin. So what kind of thing is that? What if a time he married to a woman, she became a Zayna Halala Dusha after being married? She became Asura after she was married. She becomes Asura after he's Asura. She's Asura. So she becomes a Bula after he's married her, so she should also be a Bula. Didn't know the Bula Tatman's love there, right? So the Mishnah Yivamis draws a distinction. Mishnah Yivamis and the Samah HaManal draws a distinction between whether the change occurred in the husband or in the wife. If the change occurred in the wife, the Shtani Gufo, then I say the heter that he had with his wife is only on the first wife. Now she's a pan chadosh at both times, like a different wife. Hashem says the change occurs in the husband, then the wife was Muteretel. This wife was Muteretel. So even though now he's a Kohen Hedjit married Almana. And then he's appointed a Tengoro. So the Mishnah says he doesn't have to divorce his wife. He married the heter, so she remains by him. She remains by him. But if the change occurs in the wife, then he does have to divorce his wife. What change? What can happen to the woman? Let's say the woman becomes let's say a Rusha. Say a man is married to his wife and he gives her a get. So if he gets his chal, so he's not married to his wife anymore, so he doesn't have to. What if he gives his wife a get? That's not chal. The more darshan on the pasuk, Isha Rusha, Isha Leikov, I feel when his garsha elam Isha. The husband gives a get to his wife, that's not chal. The more pasuk, Reach a get. But the Ramah the Reach HaGet is only with the Rabbanon. The Shazari has a Tshuva, and the Tshuva is a Chadosh, is very same, but the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. Toshiv Shad Nigmon, the last person gives me that a Reach HaGet is a Dinda Raisa. But if the husband gives his wife, the husband is a Kohen, he gives his wife a Get, and he says, Havei Zegiter, The Haredi at the Teretz Geshumado. The get is not mapped to hurt anybody. The Gemara says the get is Nishkin get. But it's enough of a get to make her a Grusha that she's Asurul Abayla. So why don't you say, how can she be Asurul Abayla? But since he married a Beheter, at the time that he married my Beheter, and he's still married to her because the get wasn't foul, I want to say that that's the halacha, that every wife is a Teretz Abayla. Just like if the Kohen head you've married an Almana, and then he's appointed Kohen Gadol, so he doesn't have to divorce his wife. Mishnah says, Mom, since he married the Heter, then he remains, the Yishtar remains Muteret Eilat. So why not say the same of Yishtar Gemara, yes, that's Tashin Gon. The Gemara draws a distinction between whether the Shinui occurred and the Hagila, the Shinui occurred in the wife. If the Shinui occurred, the wife stays the same. The Shinui occurred in the husband, and he was elevated to become a Kohen Gadol, so then she remains Muteret Eilat. Since she was Muteret Eilat from Tchilas Yishtar, so she remains Muteret Eilat as well later also. But then that in Eishu Si, she's Materis Labal. The wife remains Materis Labal, even though there should have been an East. It's not some in Eishu Si, she's Materis Labal, because it's not a point of Habar Lapnuya, it's not a B.I.G.C. No. It's like the Hefter issues that was there, Metchila, is locked in. The Hefter that the husband had with his wife in the very beginning of the marriage remains a Hefter, come what may. But that's only if she remains the same woman. But let's say she becomes a Seita. She becomes a Seita. You don't say that since at the time that he married her, she wasn't a Seita, so she's Mizana Takta, she remains Materis. You don't say that. She becomes a Seita, so the Shini is in her. Or she becomes a Grusha. A Grusha, but they're still married. Let's say Ariah Haget. So she becomes a Grusha Takta. So he never had a Heter issues with this woman, he had a Heter issues with a different woman. Right. So the Ariah, yes, it's been like that. So that's the shaila. How is the Kohen Gadol? How can the Kohen Gadol have to get married once he's going to live with his wife? So she's a bula. So she'll have to divorce his wife. So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. It's understood that the din of bula. So if you hold like the rabbi in the time that bula starts going to rabbanon, so it's nifet. That they only ask the bula starts if he's bula before he got married. If he's bula during marriage, they wanted to make life difficult. They didn't want to make life impossible. Kohen Gadol has to get divorced from his wife every day. Every day he has to take another wife, so that's too much. It is, you all like Taisis, like Ula Taisis, that we have been there, right? So how does it work? Why doesn't Kohen Gadol have to get divorced right away? And to Shtani Gufa, the change is in her. So you can't say that the Heter is the Heter issues remains. She remains in Teres Lubavitch. If the Isha becomes a Surah Labal, so he has to divorce her. If she becomes a Bula, Bula Sasha, so why doesn't he have to divorce her? So the answer is, that's what everybody said. That the din of Bula, Asurah, Lekoyin only applies, Lo Yikafu, Bishat Kifa. If Bishat Kifa, she's a Bula, then it's God. If Bishat Kifa, she wasn't a Bula, then there's no din of, then the din doesn't apply. But you have to look in the Gemara there. The Gemara has. So what if the Kohen Gadol marries the Behula? So you say, Fafa, he violated the Yisra B'Shas when he married her. The Yadav Lo Teitzeh. Is that so? This is the Yadav Lo Teitzeh. The Gemara says not so. If this is correct, what we just said, then he's saying this is Lo Teitzeh. And every time he marries a Behula, he shouldn't have to get divorced. The Holy Yisra was only B'Shas, Hakicha. Shonog and Tom Avera, he already violated Avera. He's not violating Avera more later on by remaining Narita. He's speaking with Mar Nasa, he's the patriot. That's against the book. So what's the territory over here by Bula Tatsa? That's where the Mahashis has the whole statement. That there were two demons. There's one demon if there's an Easter essay, and there's one demon if there's a Kiyamester. The Easter essay applies even later, even after the marriage. The Kiyamester is that he's Mevatu, and if he's Mevatu, it's already Papal, and you don't have to get divorced. That's only by Bula Tatsa, not by. Not by Bula Tatsma. I mean, he has a whole question on this. How do you interpret the Gemara?
According to Rabbanah,
the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, So the Rambam quotes that if ever she perceives that, what's the din in this case? What does the pasuk tell me? That the Kohen is not permitted to be mitameh to Ishto Well, with the Grusha Zainabah Halala, why not? Because she wasn't in the Suin, wasn't Kal. Because they only had Davis and there wasn't on the Suin. The Rambam writes the Ferish Nakro. But if the Kohen is married to a Grusha Zainabah Halala, or if he's still married to an Amzeres, and he didn't get divorced yet, and she took a Nether, he could be made for the Nether. He can only be made for the Nether during the Suin. He cannot be made for the Nether during Eretz. So it seems foolish that there is need to. It's a foolish, it's just like David Sakasa, by the time of Bab Yama, because he was married to the woman, the Yisuri Kuna, so he's not the time of her. But it doesn't mean that the issue is incomplete. There's only one case, but the Gemara, it sounds like it says that if a man is married to a woman, the Yisur, that the issue is incomplete. That's by a Sefer. If a man is married to a Sefer, then it would appear from the Gemara that the issue is incomplete. Not that. It's not like a Kohen is married to a Grusha, Yisrael is married to a Mamzeret, that the Ishus is complete and there is a Nisim and Achut. There is a Nisim, just there is a Nisim and Achut. While Yisrael is living with a Saita, his own wife, Ishta Saita, it would appear from the Gemara that the Ishus is an incomplete issue. And Abu Nezer interprets in the Tshuva, in Tzedek Eben Ezer, he explains where did this come from. So he says, how did the Gemara know to distinguish between Saita as opposed to the other cases? Because it says by Saita, the mitzvah, and it says in the Kuzari, he writes in the Tshuva, it says in the Sefer HaKuzari that the Melech asked the Chacham, why if the Jews keep the laws of the Torah, why don't they observe the laws of Tumah V'Tahara? So the Chacham answers that the laws of Tumah V'Tahara are only relevant when you have a Beis HaMikdash, when you have Tumah, when you have Kachim. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Tumah, we don't have Kachim. It doesn't apply. But then you ask him, what about the laws of Nida? He says, no, the laws of Nida have nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. Nida Labayla is a separate thing, and Tumah V'Tahara of Nida is a separate thing. So the Avinezer quotes that you say from the Kuzari that the Inyanei Tumah are a steward to Inyanei Kedusha. That's what the Kuzari, that's what the Chavu answers. When you have Tumah, it's Toygim and the Kedusha. When you have Tumah has Kedusha, and Kabbanah has Kedusha, and Makam HaMikdash has Kedusha, and Avodah has Kabbanah has Kedusha, when it comes to Inyanei Kedusha, it's a Tumah and Kedusha are tied to the Zayin. But we're not Oisik today in any Inyanei Kedusha. No, because the Torah is still in the Mezuzah, that's Inyanei Kedusha also, but that's since it's a different level of Kedusha, so the Tumah is not Toygim in that. But the Tumah, if the Kohen would be Tomei, or if the Tzol would be Tomei, that would be a tie to the Sasri that that Kohen should do Avodah has Kabbanah, so that the Tzol should enter the Beis HaMikdash, or eat Kabbanah. Tumah is the spirit with Kedusha. So the Avinezer claims that that's what the Pasuk says, V'nitmo, means that whenever people are married, so there's Kedusha. Why is it called Kedusha? So the Gemara says in Kedusha, it's Alishna de Rabbana. It's also like Kuli Alma Kehegi. So the Pasuk says, Amalitza. In the Rabbana, they call marriage Kedusha, but on the level of the Raisa, it doesn't mean anything. So the Avinezer shows that it's not so. The Rakama, the Kama, the Morris, but The Lishna is a Lishna de Rabbanan. That you say, Hariyah Mekudesh. It's in the Chumash, in Tanakh, you never find like that. You have Arusa, Lekucha, Havaya, all kinds of other things. You never find Kiddushin. But the concept that when a couple are married, there's certain type of Kiddushin there, is very strange. The Lishna is a Lishna de Rabbanan, but the concept is the concept of the Rais. So he says, the concept is the Rais, that when a couple are married, there's some type of Kiddushin. So if a woman becomes a Soika, this is taken in the Kedusha of Yishus, and that's why he's not allowed to be married with his wife. He says, that's why it says, he quotes a Rashi like that. Rashi in the beginning of Soita, that vote. Says like that in interpreting that Gemara that states his point, that a Soita Labayla is an incomplete Yishus, as opposed to a Mamzeret Labayla, and a Grusha Zayin V'Halal in a point, that it's not an incomplete Yishus. These people have a full Yishus, but there's an Yishus. Hashem, again, the Soita Labayla is it's a predominant Yishus. Because it says the nitma means that it's a spirit of the Kedusha, it's Toygim in the Kedusha. And maybe that's why the Gemara has it in Yevamos. At the end of Yevamos, the Gemara says that if a man is married with his wife and she became a Saita and then she took a neder, he cannot be made for her nedar. A mishnah Yevamos. If a man is married to his wife, everything was nisuin. And the Baal is Nevin Nidva Yishto, but she happens to be a Saita. The Rambam quoted it to Sefer that if a Kohen is married to a Grusha or a Yisrael is married to Mamzeret, they have to get divorced. Because now that they're married, if she takes the Nevin, the Baal can be made again as well, because it's a full issue. And the Mishnah says that if the man is married to his wife, he's a Saita, he cannot be made again as well. So the Gemara goes at this into a Darshin and time of the cross. The Gemara gives a reason why can the Baal not be made again as well. So time of Mayam Rahman, a Baal Nevin Nidva Yishto, today she likes his gun or love, and half of his gun of his gun. The husband could only make an adam shabbin ala binon, he'd mean a nefesh. Next time she makes any nether, The husband has the right to be maker. Only ben yom benot din nefesh. Why is that? Why he can only be maker these endurance? Obviously, the Torah wants that there should be shalom bayis. So they shall let the zana alone. The hachat is zana to zana. Here, the Torah wants that there should not be shalom bayis. The Torah wants that the husband should divorce his wife. So he's going with darshin and time with the crop. So he could have said the same thing by kohen is married to a grusha. He saw the married to a mamzer. Tizgana. We don't want him. We don't want him to remain married with the wife. And we don't say like that. They don't want to the fairishes to say that it is made in the Yishtha. However, you have to say that perhaps you can say, not to say that it's a din de rabbon. You could say that it's only a knas in the rabbon in that Mishnah. But if you want to say that it's a real din de raisa, that the Baal is not made for Nidre Yishtha, she's a seita, then you have to say this distinction that the Avnei made. And by Yishtha seita, the issue is incomplete. An incomplete issue. He says that the Gemara got this from the Lashon HaPasuk that says the Nidre. We were discussing before, what if the Kohen is not living with the Grusha Zayin V'Chalot, what if living with an Eshes Tish? But that's not Yisuri Kun. That's why the Tashkis do that. It wouldn't tackle him, the Avodah. It wouldn't tackle him. Not a nice thing, but he's going to fill Hashem that he should be the rabbi. The rabbi is Baal Eshes Tish. The Kohen is Baal Eshes Tish. What can he do? I'll be Pashtus, it would appear from the Machloim Zachrayim. The Pashtus seems to be that it doesn't pass on him to Duchen and to get the first Aliyah to do the Avodah Takabon. What if the Kohen shaves with a razor? We've said also, shaves with a razor. But if he's the Tamil Mason, and if he's not the Shabbat, so then he's violating one of the Yisroel that's uniquely Kohunadik is. Shaves with a razor, that's not uniquely Kohunadik. So the Tosafot points out in the first paragraph of the Bible that it's not so. And it says in the next passage, So even though Rashi quotes the Nigam on Kedushin and the Makkah, but even though there's a Pasuk in Varn, that all of these didn't apply to the soil also, I need a two Pesukim, the Pasuk by the Kohanim and the Pasuk by the Yitzchak. If they had the Pesukim in Chumash Varn, Pasuk Pshat, he would have understood that there's no special Pasuk, no special Yitzchak by Kohanim. The same Yitzchak is shaving off the payas by the Kohanim and ripping off Karf Alameis and making Saratas. It's the same Yitzchak by Yisrael and by Yitzchak. The Pashtus is that it's the same. There's nothing unique over here. So the Torah shows from the Gemara that it's not so. That if Yisrael shaves off his payas, he only violates Allah. And if the Kohen shaves off his payas, or if he violates the Yisrael Tisarot, if he does the Karfa, he violates Allah's Esther the Esther. So those should be Yisrael, okay? So Allah's Esther the Esther. So you see, the Torah shows from the Gemara. You see that it's called an Yisrael Kunitik to do. Noisaf al-Kaf, that it's a general din that applies to Kohen Israel, the fact that it's written here in Parshas Amor, in the middle of all the special dinim of Kohanim, and it's written by Yikri Chukot HaBrashim, it goes on the Kohanim. So even though we know from the other Pesukim that it's not limited to the Kohanim, but it's also uniquely Kohanitic use. That's why the Gemara has a whole discussion when you have you have tiglachas nozir, or tiglachas mitzorah, as a mitzvah to do the tiglachas. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know that you're permitted to do the tiglachas even if he's a Kohen? If he's a Yisrael, the mitzvah of doing tiglachas is doicha the Yisrael of shaving off the payas. Eser decha leseser. What if he's a Kohen? It should be a din of ein eser decha leseser yaseh. Because the Kohen who shaves off his payas not only violates the leseser of leseser, but violates the eser of kedoshim yud olakeh. You see, it's a kunitik edit. So the pasuk says it's going to be the among the many dinim. We spoke about a lot of these dinim this year, all year long. We're dealing with these dinim. Among the many dinim in the Chumash, has a whole rush to prove that even if the Nazir or the Mitzvah is in the plane, it still does it to God. So the Mitzvah, why it takes the strength of the Mitzvah? Why do you need an additional practice by the plane? It's an act of the Leifah, not just a plain Leifah. What's the ethic? Those should use on the camp. You see that the Kohen who shaves off his shaves it away there also can go, also can get the first one. I would have thought Kohen shaves with a razor is like, yeah. He eats trafers and the Chalshav does other instruments. So the answer is no, that's called the Kohen Adik in this. That's the Kohen Adik. That's what it feels to me. Kohen Adik. Kohen Adik.
Does that mean
that there was possible? Maybe that means there's only an answer, it shouldn't be possible. I don't know, maybe. What if a son was married to Abdullah, an Amona? Abdullah, let's say, it's also only an answer. So it wouldn't be possible, maybe not, I don't know. Still is a drug. Well, that's a derech shnei lavim with all deer in the post. And essay is not derech a leif as the essay. Here you don't have an essay. You don't have an essay as a leif. That's if he shaves with a razor, he violates kedoshim yul al kem, and he violates lo yigal eifah. The yisr against shaving is an essay that also says, but the mitzvah yes to shave off the payas is the essay. Aptiglachas mitzvah din alzer, tiglachas mitzvah din mitzvah. The Gemara needs a pasuk to prove that even if the nazir of the mitzvah happens to be a kohen, he still does the tiglachas mitzvah. I don't think so. So because it's not the discussion pasuk, I would have thought that not. Why not? So the essay of the Glachas Mitzvah of the Nazir or the Mitzvah should not have had the power to be done for the life sense of the essay involved when a Kohen is going to shave off his face.
That's
for
the
Gemara says if you can figure out that one essay is greater than the other, that's the way it's not concluded. That I would have thought that the one essay is greater than the other. And you know, the way it's not improving anymore, so like that. You have my only high yes, my necessary, if you can't tell, right? One has been obviously greater than the other, and you wouldn't have said that it would be there. One has been can't tell. The higher from everything, Mark, I would have thought it was greater than the other. Greater than the other. Maybe. Yes, maybe. Among the many dinim in this etc., which we haven't discussed that much this year, the other dinim we discussed an awful lot. One of the dinim is that a zar shachal trima b'shegig has to give karen b'chaymesh ish gerechu kodesh b'shgobah. The kodesh means that it's truma, a zar. A zar shachal trima b'shgobah v'yosu l'cham b'shig, so all of it has to give karen b'chaymesh. What does he give? It also l'achayin es ha-kodesh. He doesn't pay in cash, he doesn't pay by check. As he quotes from the Torah of God, and the Shema is like that, ain't a peri'el l'amboy. And the perish of Kuhn, the Hain Nas and Chuma, has to give Dova Horoidi as Kodesh. The Nasa Makoyim as Kodesh. This din of Tosefa's Femish, that the Nasa Femish only applies if the Zar is Ochal Chuma Bishoigig. The Zar is Ochal Chuma Bimezid, and he doesn't have to be Nasa Femish. He has to pay the Karen like a Ganoth, like a Mazik. He ate Bishoigig or Bimezid. He ate somebody else's Chuma. So of course, he has to pay the Karen. But a Femish he doesn't have to add. Doesn't he have to give? And the Karen that he gives will not be Nasa Kodesh. Kiddush did that Nas and Truma only applies to Shogig, it doesn't apply to Mezid. Does he have to give Dabah HaRoidi as Kiddush? Or Zah Shah HaTruma to Mezid, and he only has to give Karen, he doesn't have to give Chaymish, and the Karen that he gives will not become an Epachli as Kiddush. So does he have to give Peris or not? So the Pashtu says that he does not have to give Peris. That's the Kiddush that the Rambam writes. That even if he's a Zah Shah HaTruma to Mezid, he has to give Peris, and the Peris will not be converted into Kodesh, will not be Nas and Trumas. So the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam, Hilchos Trumas. So how does he know, why should he have to give Peres in the first place? And it's not, the whole mark of the Dina is Nas and Trumas, a Peres, never how wrong he is, Kodesh, you have to give Peres, Kulim, Behem, Nas and Trumas. But if you give Peres, then it's not going to be Nas and Trumas. Why did he have to give it in the first place? When you give this, let's say a farmer has bushels of tevel. So he has to pay, so why can't he pay cash? Pay by check, pay by money. Why does he have to give? He ate potatoes, he has to give potatoes. But
But the potatoes that he gives will not be nasim shumas. If he ate tomatoes, he has to give tomatoes, the same type of thing, but it won't be nasim shumas. What does he have to give that min? What does he have to give dover haradi as kaddish? It's not going to be chal do shan with anyone. That's the Shlomo Melech's time against the Rama. And he says, the Rash says the Ferish against the Rama. That's a famous Rash. That Rash in Trumas is a famous Rash that people who don't learn Trumas know. I know it from the places in Ksubis. We have a places in Ksubis. On Lamed, on the days, places in Ramasa, Zasha HaTrumas. Comes up with a Kiddush that we always thought that there are two types of Tashlumen. There's a Tashlumen of Mammon and a Tashlumen of Knas. And the Rechiluki Din is the moment it's not, but it's not part of the time of the Rechiluki Din. The person comes up with a third category, Kapar. The moment it's not, and Kapar. What can Hakimina do in Kapar as opposed to the other two? The person calls on Hakimina is all this to an Hakimina. The one Hakimina is that ain't Kapar. That if the person died, you can collect Nas and you can collect moment. There's a sheep in the house, and you can collect Kapar. In Kapar, I mean. Not enough to mean that Kapara is not cancelled based on Kamala with the Rabbanai. Kamala with the Rabbanai cancels, Mamana cancels, not, but it doesn't cancel Kapara. And not enough to mean that he quotes is Mechila. What if I owe you money? So if I owe you carrying the case, you can be Merkel with carrying, you can be Merkel with not. But if I owe you a Chiv, this Kapara, you cannot be Merkel with Kapara. And then he gives more enough to mean, Suffolk. What if you have a Suffolk? The Suffolk, Mamana Lukula, makes Mechila of Arai, whether it's Mamana, whether it's not. But if it's Kapara, if Kapara is treated like a mitzvah and stuff, it's their right. You have to pay the money if it's a Kapara. And you give more naftimin. Give more. If you collect all the Rishon comes out, I think six naftimin. Eidechot nemen. Some Rishon holds it, Raivin holds it, Bo Kam. Eidechot nemen by Kapara. Kam will come at the Luki Dinim Lalo. The place has to prove that each din is true. How do they get all this? How do you know that there's no Mechila by Kapara? Maybe I'll continue. Where does it say there's no Mechila by Kapara? What's Kapara? What's Mammon? We know. What's Knas? We know. What's Kapara? Where do you have a Chiv that's Kapara? Yeah, when Dora Mikla is the Gamri, that's a good entitlement. We're talking about paying money. We're paying money to you. Yeah, that's the Gamri of the Gamri. Within the payments of money, there are three. Is the payment of money that... So there is a Gemara at the end of Bava Kama. At the end of Bava Kama, there is a Gemara. The Gemara had a half a minute to think that paying Koinesh is Kapora. And for Mashalon, that is not. That is not Kapora. Mamoina. That's the Gemara. The place is claimed that that's only the Koinesh by Shlos HaTikadon. If you say that I owe you $100 and I swear that I don't owe you a penny and Nishba Vashek and then I think later on that I swore falsely, but the Chumash writes in Vajim Zayikra that I have to take care of Chumash and I have to bring Hashem to Zeloi. So that Chumash, the Gemara had a Havamin in the other one town of Kufesu, so the Gemara had a Havamin in that Chumash is Kapor. So Kamash belongs to the Mishnah, and the Brisa that it's not Kapor, that it's Mamoni. But what is Kapor? Is anything Kapor? Once the Gemara is doing for that, is there such a concept as Kapor? This is built up a whole case. So obviously they hold that there is such a category of Tashlum and that's Kapor. The Taisa says, well, not one Kufr Kapor. The Gemara had a Shalom, but the time was a Kufr Mamayna Kufr Kapor. Hashamu, Shahar Visadam, so the Bala showcase case. Is that Kufr or Mamayna Kapor? The Gemara says, I'm a layer top in Eru Nairis, that why is it that Moide Vishlosh Mishalai Viris Kapor? If my Sharam would kill the Levit Tani, I pay Shlosh Mishalevit. My Sharam would kill the Nodim, I pay Kwefer. If I'm late, then I'm Chayiv. Shlosh Mishalevit, the Mishnah says I'm Potter. Eim Nisham Alpi Yatzma, because it's not. The Nodim is not the Potter. But if I'm late, then my Sharam kills the Nodim, and I'm Chayiv Kwefer, then I do pay. So why do I pay? Why don't you say Nodim is not Potter? So the answer is that it's not Knas, it's Kufr Kapar. So that's one case. The Kwefer, the Kufr is Kapar, the Taisa says, that the Yorshim have to pay the kofer to the children of the Horu, by Behem and Marshamo killed another. So the Yorshim cannot be Moichel the Kapor. Even if they scream they want to be Moichel, they can't. I have to pay him the Kapor. They can return it to me if they want. They can give it back. But you can't be Moichel the kofer because kofer Kapor. And you wouldn't say, come with the Rabbani to Pata you from kofer and then Kapor Lamesim. But by God, before I pay the kofer, my Yorshim won't have to pay the kofer. This is the total document. And the writer says that it would be relief to say that I have to pay kofer, it's not called, and it's off the kapara, it's off the kapara. So the text gives another nafkimina, and they quote a Mishnah in Trumas. der Zarschach hat schon mit der Schöge, hat sie geht, kein Bechäumisch, hat die Koin, wann sie die Meuchel, eine Joche Linsa. Weil der Zarschach hat schon mit der Meise, only has to pay, Karen, ist der Teufel zu einem Lammer am Weg, in der Meist von Zarschach, kein Teufel Menschen gekommen. Der Zarschach hat schon mit der Meise, only has to pay Karen, doesn't have to pay Bechäumisch, in Ratsach kein Linsa, Meuchel, that he can't know. The Teufel wants to understand, no reason is given to the Mishnah. How come by Ochal B'Shege, there's no, does not lend itself to Mechiva? And Ochal B'Meize, it does, is Nisan and Mechiva. So the Tosis claims that this is the Bir Adin. Zash Ochal Shulma B'Shege has to give Keren B'Chemesh. So the Geder Adin of Keren B'Chemesh in that case is B'Toros Kapora. But since it's B'Toros Kapora, therefore they claim there's no Kong Rebbe the Rav Minei, and therefore they claim that it doesn't lend itself to Mechiva. And all these Nafkiminis can apply. In Kapora Lam, Eis Merechav, we believe in the Sophic Yotei, and all the other Nafkiminis. There's no Dina Shvuasa, Shvuasa, Pekod, there's no Dina Shvuasa, Eidus. So it's not called Mom, it's called a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah Digidim, it's not a Mom Digidim. Masha'en Kein Zasha Chachshuma Dimei, there the Chiyiv to pay is only the Torah's Tashlumen, Mazik, or Noizio. So there, if he wants to be Michael, if the coin wants to be Michael for me, so he can't be Michael. It's just plain Chiyuvon. That's the Taisus claim. So the Rash on Mishnayis Trumas quotes this Taisus and he said, he never heard of such a thing. But if Zashach of Trumas B'Shege is tied to Peretz Kapar, and that's why there's no Mechiva, why not? Why shouldn't it be Mechiva, even though it's Kapar?
If this
Mechiva
is not Kapar, then you do fight Kapar. Then why do you feel it?
If there be a big mix, then it will pass.
But it's named, it'll be
Karas. No, Trumas. Zachar Shalom Chumas means to be Deish Amayim. Means to be Deish Amayim and Karas don't make fun of the Rebbe. Only in Israel. And of course, when Mechuni Ben Akonim, when we don't follow, Mechuni Akonim holds that Karas also passes from Mom. Then he more has a Machlekes Abayi Merov, and that's that. And that's Lama's Wadwick, and Mechuni Ben Akonim say, regarding Mechuni Deish Amayim. But Mechuni Deish Amayim also passes and Amr Aleph. And Lama and Aleph. We don't pass from the Olam Mechunim and Akon. We pass from the Torah, it's not that. And even if you all come from Mechunim and Akon, even if you all come from Mechunim and Akon, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim where they find the Bay Chizkiyo with its law for the Mechunim and Akon is in. The Gemara learns out in Sukkos later, in the third part, Gemara learns out from the Pesach at the end of Parsha Semar. It says, Mak Bay Mishal Men Mak Odom Yumas. So ma makabay malakilaktaba ben shegi ben reis ben derach yivid ben derach aliyah ben this ben that. Other mamazik goes pay so to makadam yumas is not chayif to pay mom and ben shegi ben reis ben yivid ben derach and ben derach yivid ben derach aliyah and so on. That you always apply kamla with the rabbinate. That's the price of the song that we see. You always say kamla with the rabbinate, even if you're mighty, the person is not going to get the need. Even let's say he's not a Shabbos, he's not a Zed, the Shoygeg. The Li Eid and the Li Hashro, Namish, the Shoygeg, and he's not a Zed, and you can't give Nisim Bezna. Anyway, you still say, come over the Ramanek. That's the price of Tom and Mephiska. So the Bishayd and Hadam Achlekes, Rashi and Tesis, and the Balamor, and the Ramban, Hadam Achlekes, with Tom and Mephiska apply for a Mechudim and Akon of the Zed. Every Shem Hoda doesn't apply, only applies to Nisim. Nisim passes from Nisa passes from Mammon, even B'Shogeg. Malkus, well the Malkus passes from Mammon B'Shogeg is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. And they don't matter. And he passed Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. And Malkus is not part of B'Shogeg from Mammon, only B'Mezid. Only if he L'Maisa gets the Malkus, then it passes. So the Rishonim have a Machlokes. What about Nisa, what about Koriz? What about Nisa B'Dei Shemana? And the Chodim Ben Akonah, is Koriz Dino Ke Misa or is Koriz Dino Ke Malkus? You can have a lot of cases where you won't have any conflict with the Rabbi Yochanan. By the Zasha Hoshman. So again, Tess is playing. If he's getting the Malthus, if he's getting Malthus, then he will be proper from paying the Malthus. He also paying the job of the Malthus. Okay. Or the shade, or the lean up floor, or the air. Okay. If you assume that there's no sound of the Babinski, or if you assume that there's no somebody who's having a flower by car. The Tosfos claims that that's the distinction that the Mishnah is drawing in Trumas. Then it lends itself to Mechita. But the Dash Alcha Trumas is Shegik, that the payment is the Torah's Kapara, does not lend itself to Mechita. And the Rashi on Mishnah says he never heard of such a thing. It doesn't make any sense to him. Why should Mechila work even if the Chila is Kapor? Let's say I owe you money because Mashar Muad killed the Ben Koren. You're the Yorush of the Ben Koren. The wrong one. You're the Yorush of the Ben Koren. So if you want to be Moichel me, the Kofer, you can't be Moichel. The Rashi says he never heard of such a thing. If I pay you the Kofer, you can give it back. So why can't you say you're Moichel? The Chila is Rufkap Balfi. Finally, Tosfos holds that it's not. It's a major machlokes Tosfos in the Rash. What the Gedder had in that if I owe you money, you mechel me that I don't have to pay. So Tosfos understands that mechila means that it breaks the chiyuv. So you're only available to break the chiyuv if it's a chiyuv mamon to you, either chiyuv mamon or a chiyuv knas. But if it's a chiyuv kapare, it's not really a chiyuv to you that you're the bottom on this. I have to be miskalak. I have to shake a lulu. I have to sit in sukkah. So here the Torah requires I have to get a kapare by giving this money to you. It's not that I owe you money. I have to get a kapar. The hechetim, so the way to get the kapar is by giving you the money. So what are you? You're not a balabash to be moichel on that money. You can't cancel the chiyuv. And the Rash disagrees with us. The Rash holds that mechila is kiz kabal. Mechila pshat is that it's parua. Not that the chol is broken and canceled, but rather the chol is considered as if it's paid up. So the Rash times, why should mechila work even by a chiyuv money, which is kapar? If I would have paid the money and he would give it back, that would be good. If he says to me, don't bother to pay it, consider as if I paid it, to give it back. Whenever you're moichel the chiyuv, it's considered as if I paid the money. If he didn't, it's considered as if I paid. It's considered as if I paid, so I would get to make up for it too. Okay. But if I would have given him the money, he would. For sure he would be able to give it back to me. He's giving it back.
Yeah,
Okay. There's a mechila. That's exactly not right. It's a rational thing. The Chol is not true. The Chol means that you break the Chol. The Chol was canceled. The Rash holds on. The Chol is kabbalah. But still, the Rash still explains the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah draw the distinction between Zashah and Chumah B'Shegi as close to Zashah? When he owes the money, the Torah's Mazik or the Torah's Ganev, so then, after that, you can be Moichel Milichov and cancel it. But Zashach of Shulma Bilayz, it requires that you have to give it to the Harodi of Kodesh, you have to have a specific form of payment. So how can you say Mechilas? His Kabbalah, Mechilas considered as if it had been paid. How was it paid? You shall be canceled, whatever. But it's not considered as if it was paid with potatoes or tomatoes. The din is that if I ate, I'm a czar, I'm not a prince. If I ate potatoes, b'shogeg, or chumi, I have to give potatoes. If I ate tomatoes, I have to give tomatoes. And then tomatoes are not tachmiyas kodesh. So what are you going to say? That I ate a czar shachot chumi b'shogeg, you have to give karen b'chaymish, and when he gives the potatoes, it's going to become chumi, nas and chumi. So when the kain is meichel me, it's considered as if I had given him the potatoes and they were netachmiyas kodesh. So where are they? You can't say Mechila is Kabalti in this specific form. You can only say Mechila is Kipiroin if there are no specific, if there is no specific surah to the Tashlum, and there is no specific form how this Piroin should be done. Let me see what it's about. Think this is a fixed state. When you think so, it's a fixed state with a BN, with a double register. So that's the Rash. That the Mishnah Melech quotes the Rash says that the reason why there's no Mechila by Zasha Hashem with the Shoygeg is because you have to give double Rodius Kodesh, and Mechila will not be considered Kippiro and Nebuch. So Zasha Hashem is amazing. There is no requirement to pay Zatkin and double Rodius Kodesh. You can pay by money, you can pay by check, you can pay in any form. So Mechila is also a form of payment. So the Rash holds the finish against the Rama. That the Zasha Hashem is amazing. You don't have to give double Rodius Kodesh. And that's what the Mishnah Melech kind of doesn't make any sense to Rama. Why should you have to give a double Rodius Kodesh if it's not going to be Nepach Lias Truma? Why should you require it? Where's the Pasuk? Where's the Mocker? The Mocker only calls the Shoygig when he's Mesim Chaynesh and he gives it. And it's Nasim Truma, then you have to give double Rodius Kodesh. So it's not going to be Nasim Truma Ben Kolocho. So why should you have to give a Peri?
We don't allow him to be engaged until he does Truma and returns the object that he stole. So let's say, say that he's done
his
tshuva and therefore he's allowed to do it,
he's
allowed to do it,
it's
still possible.
The Hashem, he did, that's considered Hashem, but then he still has to be required to come in. Still has to be required. A Zahra doesn't become Kashmir just by returning the money, that's even more than that. That's when the Kabbalah Allah has to be required.
Well, I mean, he's done it.
He's done
gifts,
he's done both. I'm not sure to say. He's angry. He said, he stole a nickel. A multi-million dollar business, I don't need a nickel. I'm worth a nickel and I'm angry. I want to be a smithina. Just because I'm worth a nickel doesn't mean I'm worth the cars, I'm worth the houses.
Because, well, it's not that we're trying to teach him, not to give him the so he should be emotional.
Okay. But he needs more than that too. The fire is on the ground up. He has to be the Kabbalah Abba. He has to really show that he's not going to steal again.
How
does he show all that he can give? So now that's the result. He has to show that he's really going to the opposite extreme. The Rambam says that when a person is a Balabay or a certain medium, he's going on a certain medium, he has to go to the opposite extreme, and then after he'll balance himself out, then he'll go to the Zerachon. So, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin that one is stopping the Kubia, one is a Ganeth or whatever, he has to go first to the opposite extreme and be very Mevatan on his moment. Then he goes back to, then he can go back to the middle. But before we can be Makshah in the end, we really have to know the Vada that he's going to be true.
Isn't there a Jewish myth that a person has a fear to pay the money, whether or other than Mavet, any money? So
according to the Rashi, the Malva can not be both of them. Shemitah just says that when the Leiter is moved to come and pay the money. The Malva is Loika, he's not allowed to ask for his money. When the Leiter comes and he pays it, the Malva is moved to say his Neshama. It's a unique Shemitah, the Rehm Hog. And it doesn't cancel the debt at all. The debt has been from Omer, and the Leiter has a need to go pay back and to run like a Pius Pachot Mitzvah, like any Pius Pachot. Except that the Malva has a Mitzvah on the Telephone, but then he should say his Neshama. And then he adds on, if the Malva doesn't want to do his Mitzvah, what he does is he's taken on a Mitzvah. The Leiter has a chiyuv, it's like an act, a spiel, a play. The Leiter has to come and pay the money because Pius Pachot Mitzvah, and the Malva has to say Mishamitani. And if the Malva doesn't say, he's part of the script. So the Leiter can get better than after the Malva to force him to say Mishamitani and give it back. It's taken a long time. A very unusual understanding of what Shemitah is. Shemitah is
talking.
Yeah, there's a major nakamina where there's mechila by chiyuv kapar. It's by kaifa, because the kapar would be mechila by a chiyuv kapar. That's an nakamina, sure. It is an nakamina. The reason I like is atanayim in the sifra, on this passage that Tosfos in Yevamos quotes. If a farmer has bushels and bushels of tevel And it's Torah Shem Truma. So the minute that it's Torah Shem Truma, it becomes Kodesh B'Kedushas Truma. And then he gives it over to the Kohen. But it's Truma even before he gives it to the Kohen. So what about over here? Do I say that when he's Mafrish, here he doesn't have anything that's settled. Here he has Chulim Misukonim. The Zar Shachar Truma B'Shege has to give Chulim Misukonim. When he gives it over to the Kohen, it becomes Truma. So when does it become Truma? When is it Miskadish? The Hafrosha makes it into Truma, the Kri Hashem. He's not Matra and he's the temple. So maybe you can't say that the Kri Hashem makes it into Truma. Maybe even Nosam HaKadosh HaKadosh, Sinosam HaKadoshosai. Maybe you should say no, Hafroshosam HaKadoshosai. And then the Sina is the second point. So that's in the Furusha Machalik HaSatanaim and the Torah Kohen. And the Rishami quotes it. And the Tosis and Yibamis quotes it. Here, the Tosis on Laman Arabeis, at the end of the Tosis, and a few lines. They quote a Mishnah in Yivamud Atzari says, a person is a suffer plain, suffer gain of plain. If it is, the two babies are born in the hospital, one woman is married to a plain, one woman is married to a Yisrael. And then the nurse has mixed up the babies. So you don't know, the Mishnah in Yivamud, what do you do? The nurse has mixed up the babies, you don't know, the other boy, which one is the plain, or which one is the Yisrael. So what happens if they grow up later, and one of them eats, so they're not allowed to eat truma? Because each one is forbidden to take truma, maybe he's eating truma, maybe he'll be fired from Yisrael Shemayim, because Zah Shal HaTruma. What if he went ahead and he did eat truma, the Shoygei? So it says, HaMoitzim HaChaber Olof HaRayim, Ein Misham Mikeren HaFamish, you don't have to pay. HaMoitzim HaChaber Olof HaRayim. So it says, it's Akasha, that we just came up with a chiddush that a dasha hachum of the chiyuv to take care of the chiyuv is a chiyuv kapara. It's not a chiyuv amayla, it's not a chiyuv knas, it's a third category, a third thing that's called kapara. We have a whole list of kamas, the kamas of kaminas, so do you know what kapara is all about? And one of our kaminas is that you don't say amayla, it's not a chiyuv of arayi. The sophic mamayla is cool, but the sophic kapara is like a sophic into the rice of a kumra. So why do you say that if it's a sophic koyin, sophic zar, shah hachum of the that Hamoitz Maharel of Araya and he doesn't have any Shalman Kerno Hemish, they don't pay, but places are my king the Kaporu, the Kaivun is Sofe, that places Kasha, assuming a Chidish in the Kasha, they're assuming that you say Sofe Momen of the Chumra by Chidish Kapor. The place that says the Yishlam, the Badai Zvichim, the Hafrish, the Hafrish they have to do, and the Kapor you get by being Mafrish. With Zvichim, Ulai Mar, if he's Zvichim, Ulai Mishak Kapor, the Hafrish. And when it says you don't have to give Karen Chaimish means they don't have to hand it over to the coin. They can sell it to the coin. I'm a self coin, self of Yisrael. A minute I was my, and I ate the Truma B'Shege. So maybe I'm a coin and I'm not tied anything and I had a right to eat this Truma. So when I'm Makrish, Karen Chaimish instead of it, it's not mitzvot, it's not top. And maybe I'm a Tzar and at the time that I ate it, I was doing an Aveira and I wasn't pleased to give Karen Chaimish. When I'm Makrish, Karen Chaimish, it'll become this Kaddish B'Kedushas Truma. So therefore, but it's a suffix, whether what I was mafresh is in Scottish Kedushas Truma or not. So I'm the tzad that I'm a tzad, that Rosh will be in the Kaporah. But the giving over is just plain Nesina, so that you say, I'm going to Mahoyal of Haram. And when you say that you can't do Mechila, right, that's the first question. We said that you cannot do Mechila, well, then I can't go from Nimkor, the last line of the question. I don't think you should lay it sorry at Lahakish. Ablahish Yifish, Yabalim Cholo Shaloy Shayhe Shalom. The coin can be mindful that he doesn't have to give it to him. They can teach it. Giving over what about a topic one? That's a question. Most of the big folks can hold that Kohanim, Kohanim Chazakut is not a Zer, not Sof Kohanim, they're Vada Kohanim, but there's a Chumri Midi Rabbanim that they can't be Karbanis because they're not Kohanim Yopay. Sof Kohanim Al Pipashim will not be allowed to do. But the Gemara said in the second paragraph, the Venisa Reste, Al Zar Shanef is Kappa, the Zerga Vaste. The Pashto says if a person is a real Sof Kohanim, Sof Kohanim is not allowed to do. And Kohani Chazakut is not a Zer, he is the Mavada Kohani, not Sof Kohani, the Pashto. See, the Achor and Mordei Kohan Tosis, how can Tosis say such a thing? Shakapor, Shmuel, Bahab, Rosho, it's like a Machlek of Satanayim. They themselves, the Tosis and Yivam is close, Machlek of Satanayim in the Sifru on this post. So the Rasha has a famous comment on that issue, on that Tosis, on Ramadan with days, and the Abnezer in the end of the base of Ebenezer has Haoris on the Daf of Tzvi. He also writes the same comment. They both say, maybe you can say the following: the Riz Amachlekes Atanoim in the Mishnah, in the first Perek in Choris. There's one Machlekes Atanoim where the Petach Amar Kodim Pidyon is also known on with the Banon. The Mishnah in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin says that the Mekadosh and Isha with Isurei Hanoah, she's Zain in Kodeshah. So the Mishnah gives us an example of Petach Amar. Mekadosh Petach Amar is Zain in Kodeshah. Obviously, Petach Amar is also Banon. The Mishnah in the first Perek in Kodeshah has a Machlekes Atanoim, but the Petach Amar is also Banon with the Banon. So Tosis says, the Gemara says, Petach Amar, Lachar, it says Petach Amar 67. Loisiv the Va'arach place. If you do Arifa on the Petach Amar, then Lachar Arifa is certainly also Banon. That's based on the problem that everybody agrees. If you do Arif, it's also Manon. The whole Machlekes HaTanoim is, I have a Petach Amor, and I plan to do Pidiya. I'm not going to do Arif, I plan to do Pidiya, but I just didn't get around to do the Pidiya yet. I sent out invitations, we're going to have a big party, we're going to make a pig in Petach Amor, we're going to have a big parade, and I didn't do it yet. But I don't plan to do Arif, I plan to do Pidiya. So do you say that the Petach Amor, quite an opinion, is also Manon with Manon? So that's Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. We pass from that it's also Banon. We pass from Petach Amor, Kodim Pidiya is also Banon. And it's not that the Arifa asks it, after Arifa, it remains also. It remains also. But it's even also from before, but it's born. It's also. It's like Hegel. As it is. So now the Tanoim have a further Machlekes. On the assumption that Petach Amor, Kodim Pidiya is also Banon, when does Isa Hanor go off? Mishas Pidiya or Mishas Nesina? What about Mafrish is there? If it is there, a Mafrish is there as the Pinyan Petach Amor, but I didn't give it over to the Kohen yet. So do you say, once you Mafrish it, once you Koreshen, I raise the Atach HaZeh, this should be the Pinyan Petach Amor. You've already removed the Yisr Hanor, and that was just the Mitzvah Nesina. Do you say, no, that up until the time that you did Nesina, nothing was caught. Then the Mishnah gives a Moshel from Pinyan Aben, that if I set aside 5 Shkong for Pinyan Aben, I haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah until you do the nesina. Let's say I set aside 5 shkong for pidyon ben, and then the money gets lost. So you say, well, I already was paid to the ben, and it's just the mitzvah's nesina, and it got lost. I don't have to do any nesina again. So the mission says, no, you lost the money, so you didn't do anything. You didn't even begin to do anything else. Pidyon ben, nothing is called until you do the nesina. So that's the machlokes satanam. Should you say the same over here by pidyon petach amor? So the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says, what if you have a sofik Petach Amor? A sofik Petach Amor? So the Gemara in the first part is called the Mishnah, it says a sofik Petach Amor. The quotes the Mishnah, he says, a sofik Petach Amor is also Bahanomi sofik, because sofik of the rice of the Kumna, and you have to be paid in the set, but you don't have to give over the set to the Kumna, because that's already how much of Mahomet all of our rice. So the Gemara is, but how can it be? Gemara implies the question. Gemara doesn't outright ask the question. Gemara implies the question. How can it be? This is merely if you hold that the Isar Hanor of the Petach Amor goes off when you do the Hafrasha. But if you hold the Isar Hanor only goes off when you do the Nesina, so here, if you're just going to do Hafrasha, you're not going to do the Nesina. So how did the Isar Hanor go off? So Gemara answers no. Gemara explains it. And even if you hold that the Isar Hanor of the Petach Amor only goes off when you do the Nesina, that's only when you have to do the Nesina. But if you don't have to do the Nesina, when don't you have to do the Nesina? When you have a suffix. So you say, I'm going to the Kuda. So all you have to do is have Rosh. But then everybody agrees that the Hafrosh removes the Yisrahama. So that's what the Abnezer and Rashash are both mechavim to the same suggestion. They say that what Taisa says is very difficult. They say, so if Leiman is the Shafafar, Kliba, Hafrosh, So we both suggest that maybe it's not so. Whether the kaparah of the zayshah hashem of the shegeg, whether it's nasim kodesh b'shas kriya shem b'shas hafrosh or only b'shas nesim. They say even if you hold under normal circumstances that you need to see them before the sinner, it's not chal, the double haroilu is kodesh nantin fes b'kdusha. And nevertheless, that's only when you have to have nesina. But if I'm a Safik Kohen, Safik Yisroel, and you say I'm not afraid to do the nesina, then everybody would agree that when you do the hafrosha, that will serve as the kapara. Just like the Gemara said in the end of the first parak in Torah, by a Safik Petach Amor, everybody agrees that there's not here nesina. So everybody would agree that when you do the hafrosha,
that it will take off the Yisur Hanon the Petah Hamas. So the same over here. Then the Rashash wants to even press this into Tesis. He wants to reread the Tesis. And we have to learn that that's the Tesis meant to say. So we find it hard to believe that Tesis forgot this Machlekes Rav Hanan.
Everyone
agrees
with
Rav Hanan. Tesis claims that the Kapor is acquired with Aplosha. But the Rashash and the Amenei, the both is. But that's the Machlekes Rav Hanan, whether Haposhos and Kashosoi. And the Sinasim and Kachosim, that's not going to be Kodesh, when does it become Kodesh? If you hold the Sinasim and Kachosim, how can you say that he gets the Kapama without that Prosha? Nothing but Nitzah Kiddusha. Nothing else talk, how can you say Kachosim and Kachosim and Kachosim? The place sounds like they're only saying part of the one time, it comes to the other time as well. So that's what they both suggest, the same view, that in this case, where it's a Sofei, but we have to give it or not, because if you're a Sofei, come Sofei Yisrael, but since you're not believed to do this thing in the Sofei, and here you'll say that the Hakosha was in touch. That's the shot, it's difficult though. Because if you, the place is just, just said over here that the Nitzine, the place said that this is a Chiyas Kapor. And that is a Chiyas Kapor, you're not part of the time of making the Chiyas Kapor and giving the Nitzine. A prophet in the Tashlum and that's Kapor, you don't say that you're part of it. The Hashash is not so rough, not so posh. But giving all the Pidgin Tashlum and more, it's just that giving all that is there, it's not a din of kapara. It's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah nesina. So a mitzvah nesina. You also say a mitzvah machaber al harai. Sami kineis kamtaris. Let's say pidyon aben. What if you have a sofik pidyon aben? Pidyon aben is a mitzvah. So why don't you say a sofik pidyon aben should be the chuvah? Mishnah says the same thing. You have a sofik pidyon aben, you go to chuvah. Say a mitzvah machaber al harai. So why does Tosis mitzvah? So the sofik kapara, the chiyuv tashlum which is kapara, and the sofik you would have to pay. Kashan Tosis, that's what they say. That's what Tosis claims. The Sofik Kapori, you do have to pay. You don't say about Machaber al Harai. That's why the Rashash is a little difficult. The Rashash wants to press this into Tosis, but that's what Tosis meant also. This is over here, it's a Sofik, and you have to give the Nesina the Sofik, so therefore everybody would agree that the Haprosha would be the Kaddish. What do you mean you have to give the Nesina the Sofik? If the Nesina is the Kapori, so then a Sofik Kapori is Machaber. That's what Tosis holds now. So to say, to reread Tosis, that that's what they meant, Ishmael. So then there's an independent answer, giving the wrong shot of it. So Ashash and Hanez give the wrong shot, but it's hard to say that that's what Tosis meant. The Hanez has also a suffix in the end of Chelek Tosh Mishnah, has an interesting suffix. The din is that a Zah, Bikurin also has the din of Truman, that it's also a Zah, but it has an additional din like Marsha Shana, that you have to eat a Dafkin Yerushalayim. So what if you have a Zah Shafal Bikurin B'Shoig? So it's like Zashah Chachum and Bishag, you have to give Karen of Kaddish, you have to give Dabah Haroi Yis Kaddish. When he gives that Dabah Haroi Yis Kaddish, may that be eaten anywhere, like Chumah? Or do you say no? Once he gives it, it has to be eaten Dafke in Yerushalayim. He tries to bring rice from the places in Yigam. Interesting shadow, what could it even be? We discussed a little bit this year, the din of Toysav Yezdenoi. Rashi HaChumash quotes the Gemara in Fulim. Rishor Osev Yezdenoi Lo Sishchatu B'yam Echor Zit Meloshem Zocha. It sounds like it applies to the father and the lad. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Fulim, it's not even a keva. Sh'oz Lishchat Ha'ein V'Habein. And as far as Zohar is forbidden to shech the Zohar, the father, the lad, that's a machlokes ha'tanoim. And in Yeridah we pass that it's a sacred adina. What's the shayla? But a choshishin nezerah ha'av, a rein choshishin nezerah. What is that? Choshishin? Choshishin means it's a chash, a sofik. It has nothing to do with a sofik. It's a shayla adin. If you have a lad is born from a father and a mother, so the lad is yavas to the human being, if the lad is yavas to the father, the lad is yavas to the mother, he's related to both. We say Mishpacha Saz Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpacha Say Meini Kuri Mishpacha means that he's not related to the mother. It's not true. Of course he's related to the mother. There's no shame Mishpacha, but there's a shame Kurva of Sher Basa. There's a different Chal Hashem Kurva, but there certainly is a relationship. There's not allowed to marry the mother's mother's sister and so on. They're afraid of that erupted. The Irishans for the mother. Of course there's a Kurva for the mother.
So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. What about by Dehemis? You say that a Dehemis misyach is only after the mother, or he's also misyach after the father? That's what the word means. Choshishim mezera means that the vlad of the Dehemis misyach is also to the father. And then choshishim mezera means now that he's only misyach to the mother, not to the father. That's how the Gemara says the machlekes hatanaim. My nachkimir was misyach to the father, the mother, and he gets an aliyah. The Dehemis gets an aliyah, how you call him up? But he calls him plain, then plain, then plain, then plain. What's an nachkimir? The Gemara says, well, one nachkimir is for the purpose of the both of his, you know? Also, the no only applies if the also the aim and the vlad are crazy zelazet, they're related. So the mother and the vlad are related. The shadow of the father and the vlad by then, is there any kurva on that? If there's no yip, if there's no kurva, so there's no issue of the no. So then the Gemara says, and there's also another nafkimina. We have certain dinim that only apply to behemah. We have other dinim that only apply to chayim. Let's say chaylev is only also in behemah, chaylev chayev is mutter. And also there's no only applies to Behem and doesn't apply to Chayim. And Kisei Adam only applies to Chayim V'yoyit and doesn't apply to Behem. So what if you have a Vlad that's Kilayim? It's a hybrid. The father was a Behem and the mother was a Chayim. The father was a Chayim, the mother was a Behem. So what will it mean? What will be, what will, how will we determine what the Vlad is? What's the min of the Vlad? Is, do I say that it's only nikra by the mother, or do you say no, the mother and the father are both kaveh? The Gemara says that it's all tell you. If the blood is only related to the mother, it's not related to the father. Biologically, of course it's related to the father, but the question of Alpidin. If you say Alpidin, the blood by the behemah has a kurva to the father or not. If he has no kurva to the father, any question he's ever had by behemah is no kurva to the father, so the father will not be kaveh the min of the blood. If min of, even if biologically the blood will clearly be a hybrid, we'll have half of the tunis of the behemah, half of the tunis of the chaya. But Alpidin will be nikva by the min of the mother, whatever the mother is. If the mother is a behem, the vlad will be a behem. Mother is a chayav, the vlad will be a chayav. That's right. There won't be, the koi will exist as a biological entity, but Alpidin, it will depend what the mother is. Whatever the mother is, that's what the koi will be. So the whole halacha that we say the koi is half and half, we treat a kui as both a chaya and a behemah, and that's what tied to the sasa. So we go to Humra all the time. That's all because we say over here, the Gabi also doesn't know whether you say choshish and mezera havanot is a speker de dina. So it says in Yeridah, it's forbidden to shech those who don't know about the or in the vlad, but if you want to have the din, you wouldn't get malchus because it's speker de dina. Whether we talk in like chamanya, like the rabbana, whether choshish and mezera hav, or ain't choshish and mezera hav. Because the machlekes hatanaim, you pass the matter to speak it again. So there also, let's say, tayyosh shavu ala tzvi, or tzvi shavu ala tayyosh, and the vlad will be a koi, so that will also be a speak it again, whether biologically the vlad is certainly a hybrid, but the shavu al tidin. Do I say that the vlad is a hybrid, is both a behemah and a chaya? And then you'll have a shalu, what's the din of a mikvas there? What's the din of a mikvas there? Is only a hip? Is a hip chaya, hip behemah? What's the din? So the gemara is a whole sugi, what's the din? It's said, after the mikvas there, a seb alay mikvas there. The deal with the mother. So that's what we pass in as a sacred agreement. What if you have, let's say, the father and the mother, one of them is also bachil, one of them is muta bachil, and they have a vlad. Let's say one is a sharaniska and one is not, and they have a vlad. Oh, they know how my vlad is also bachil, and they have a vlad. So will you say that the vlad is a yaitzim in ha'asur and in ha'amutar? And therefore it's Zeb is like Goyim, and therefore the Rukas is not Lincoln. And we pass from Zeb is like Goyim Mutter. Well, would you say, no, that's not a Zeb is like Goyim. You ignore the father, ain't Choshim is there, how you ignore the father. And the only thing that counts is the mother. So if the mother is, Mutter Bano, the Vlad will be Mutter Bano. So that's 2 days in Tesis, in Sanhedrin, that pay in a day. Person has a little comment on the Gemara, and have a Machlekes about that.
Can't have a yesh and the ayin. Someone creates a behemoth, it's maybe clear, it's not a behemoth, it's not a chayin. It's a synthetic animal. It's not a behemoth, not a chayin, not a mice. It doesn't have any of the dinim. He said, I wouldn't have anything.
So in order to be Nehemi Bechai, it has to be Aben, has to be Ayamiyuchas Zikir. It has to be Ad Sheshit Nebrek, it has to be Aben HaHaben, or Abbas HaHaban, whatever it is. It has to have a Yichas on the Chai, it has to be related. In order to have a Dina Lot, it has to be related. I'm close to the Shef today, it's only us if they're related. That's the Shadow, whether the Vadis is out there from Tav. But in order to have a Dina, you have to be Lot, you have to be related. Yes, and it also doesn't have to, let's say, you milk a pig, so the milk is related to the pig. Have eagle eggs, so the eggs are also, the egg is related to the eagle, the egg is kaslala, an egg is an egg. What does yes, and it also got to do with kurva? Kurva, of course, that's fine, fine in the sacred. Tensus is timid, fine. Why does one day in your time say, hold the other day is more correct? How can it be one day in the Tensus in some heads in that same day? Instead of the old day, there are, then it's not called Yetzirah Melech and Anusah, that you ignore the father. For example, how can you ignore the father? But it's still a Yetzirah Melech and Anusah. That's Yetzirah Melech and Anusah.
Please thank you. Unless you say that the Torah relates to come out with some sort of solution, puts in the basis between the Torah and the Torah.
I'm
still
going to answer. So it's a discussion. Is it, if it's a Yetzim and Asir, it's Asir. If Yetzim and Asir, women are Musa, then it's called Gedda the Garden, it's Musa. So that's the shine of 2 days in places, whether the fact that the Gemara says you do consider the father and it's called the Zevet Gam, is that only because you hold the Choshen Shem Zerah? If you would have held any Choshen Zerah, then it wouldn't be called the Zevet Gam at all. The only Kaveah, the only factor that's Kaveah would be the mother. But he's saying no, that even if you hold any Choshen Shem Zerah Ha'av, that means that the father is not called related to the father. But Yetzim and Asir, it's still is. You don't have to be related to be called Yetzim and
Asir.
If you compare the Shem Hamin
differently, because any question
there
are,
before
you had
that thing in short,
and this one
thing in short,
now I turned into a set.
And we had a question,
we didn't turn
into a set.
That
was
double.
There was no life.
And there
was no such thing as an awesome.
Would that cause
an issue?
I think
that's yours. Fair enough. Let's say, that's not for Mishnah. That's the whole thing of Yetzim. Let's say a pig gives up milk. So Yetzim and Asir is up. But the pig has to have nourishment. So the pig eats grass. So it's only kosher food. The one I say with all the milk that comes from the pig is Zevetagar. Just like if you have a cow that eats some of the pesa. So the Taz discusses that that's called Zevet Degorim, that if the cow wouldn't eat any food, it wouldn't be able to produce any milk. So because of the food that he ate, that's how it produced the milk. So it's a Zevet Degorim, the milk is a nigram from the food and the cow together. So if the food is coming from the food, then it's called Zevet Degorim. So most personal Zevet Degorim is Mutter the Pesach and the Taz. So the Chumri, one says that it's awesome. So say the same over here, you have a pig that ate kosher food. So why not say that that's Zevet Degorim? The answer is, that's ridiculous. No? A pig gives off milk, you should say the milk is kosher because it ate kosher food. That's ridiculous. When you have a zeh goreh, you have two factors that bring about a third thing, but one is the primary factor. I have a machine. I have the pig is the machine that's manufacturing the milk, and the cow is the machine. But the primary factor that's the goreh to the Easter, the goreh to the product, is the Easter like a pig. So I ignore the fact that the Gorma attack are also mainly the food. The food is what you... Food, but the Chumah yourself, maybe it's called the Echim, and after the Chumah, the cow is coming to Tessa. Maybe that's it. But this way you can say, so the part of that can take place at that one day in Tessa. When you have a behemoth giving birth to a lamb. So the behemoth wouldn't become uberet, it wouldn't be able to give birth to the lamb. So you have to have the zohar also. You have to have the participation of the zohar. But this is apparently visualizing this like the pig that has to eat food. If the pig doesn't eat food, it's not going to have a fly. But they consider the pig as a major gorim over here for the Yisrael. So that's not called the Zev is a gorim, because the Zohar is the Zohar in the Muslim. But here, Tommy says, oh, that the Keva, by the giving birth, and the Keva is a major gorim. So the Zohar is a minor gorim, so I should really ignore the. If the Zohar is a Hefer and the Keva is the Yisrael, it really shouldn't be called the Zev is a Gorim. I should say that the major Gorim is in the Keva, and the Keva was the Yisrael, so it should be also. But they said, no, but if you hold that Toshish and the Zerah Ha'av, then the Zlan has within it a blend of both. Our Kitin has a blend of the Zohar, the mother and the father. So you can, then you can't say you'll ignore the father, because he's the minor Gorim. But then you say that it's the Zev is a Gorim. And if you hold any Toshish and the Zerah Ha'av, then I'll ignore the father. But if it would be the other way, places wouldn't say like that. If the father would be the Yisra, if the father would be the behemoth itself, and the mother would be Mutabano, then the places wouldn't say that you ignore the father. They wouldn't say that it depends on persons and the father. Only in one direction, not in the other. What? If the mother is mutter, the mother is mutter, and the father is Oscar, then everybody would agree that that's a perfect case of Zev is a Gorim, and that would be a machlekes of the Zev is a Gorim. He's also mutter. If you all like the Tana, the Blaze, the Zev is a Gorim, no, totally Oscar. If you all like the Rabbi Yeshua, he's mutter. But the fact that Pesach said, is he Zev is a Gorim to begin with, Pesach says, well, that depends on questions they're asked. That should only be in the one direction. If the mother is. The mother is us and the father is mutter. Is that called Zev is a Gorim? If the father is us and the mother is mutter, I've heard that third is called Zev is a Gorim. I think so. I can look in touch with that. I think it's a good one. The Rishonim have a machlekes. We mentioned several times. Rishonim have a machlekes where the Yiddish and Ishtana becomes mutter or the men to Yisura. The Russian Rabbein Yoni and Brocha. The one of the Mekorot that our friend quote is from this week's Sebi. The Prophet says, Yiddish and Yisra Chodesh, Mekorot Kam Lo Sarkul, Adesh and Mariam Mazel. The Gemara says in the first paragraph in Thesis, why did you have to say all three? That's the color of Kam. Why don't you say that the Kamal is also, the Kodesh is also. So the Kali is also, the Lachim is also. The Gemara said, no, I would have thought that Yisra Shemishtana is Mutter. I would have thought that if you grind it up, I would have thought that if you toast it, it becomes coffee. Or if you grind it up and you make flour out of it, or then you bake it, it's turned into Lachim, so then Yisra Shemishtana is Mutter. The Kamash Malon, then it's still also. So that's the deal that Achayim have. So what is the process of being Kamash Malon? The pasuk is Kamashim on the Rig, no Yisra Shemishtan is Mutter, here it's a Yisra Shemishtan Aklav. But the pasuk tells me that this is not called Mishtan. This is not called Mishtan. But the pasuk tells me, no, that even though it's Mishtan, it's still awesome. From here I learned to call it Tarot Kulut, that every Yisra Shemishtan is awesome. But I don't have the three, all the three possibilities. And here's the space of this discuss. The Torchayim discusses this, but the Elof HaMogim, they have all the three possibilities. They go to Afayim, they have all the three possibilities. The Pasuk says that on Sukkot you have to take the Dalet meaning, because you have to have Arbe Nachal. The Gemara in Sukkot darshan from a Pasuk that even if the Arab is dumped raw by a river, it's also kosher. So does that mean it's also kosher that the Yevet but the Chatzili should fulfill a Pshutish HaMikro? Should be Arbe Nachal? There's an Adifah to the Nitan of Pshutish HaMikro. He's saying no, but once you darshan from a Pasuk that it's not dumped here, so there isn't even any Adifah to fulfill a Pshutish HaMikro. The Torah Shabbat Peh is taken as a pirush on the Torah Shabbat, and this is the pshat, but Arbe Nachal doesn't mean anything. The word Nachal doesn't mean it's just a simon to identify which are rabbis. That's that these are rabbis, not those are rabbis. Shouldn't be Tzatzoke, has to be the right rabbis, not the, shouldn't be possible rabbis. Or no, the Torah Shabbat is not a pirush on the Torah Shabbat, the Torah Shabbat is different. The Torah Shabbat is one unit, the Torah Shabbat is a different unit. And whenever there's a conflict, we pass them like the Torah Shabbat, but there is an Indian to be Mahadir after the Torah Shabbat. So the Rajgoyin, we mentioned the Rajgoyin Yeroman says, folks are Nala, Mial Raglo, he says, even though the Pasuk is Nala, that it should belong to the Yavam. The Gemara Darshan is Yavam, that if it doesn't belong to the Yavam, it's also good. But the Gemara says that's only good to the Yavid, and the Chathila, it should be. Chol to the Tzam, the Shem HaShalah, it's good only to the Yavid. The Chathila, Mikra, Amina, the Chathila is no good to the Gemara. So why is it no good to the Chathila? So the Rajgoyin there, on Perek Litzis Chalita, has two pshotim. One pshah is that the Chathila should be Mekayim, should be Maharif, be Mekayim, the Pshutu Shanik.
It seems to be assuming in that one shot that the Torah Shabbat Peh is not a Pirush on the Torah Shabbat. Is that this difference? The Torah Shabbat is Lachut and Torah Shabbat Peh is Lachut. Whenever there's a conflict, we pass on the Torah Shabbat Peh. But there is an Indian to be Mahadra for the Torah Shabbat Peh. Well, the Moshe, when the Prophet Ayin Tachasayim at the end of this week said, also Shai. The Halacha says that it's Mamun. It's not Ayin Tachasayim. What do you do with the Pshut HaShamitza? So the Rambam says the Pshut HaShamitza doesn't mean anything. The Rambam writes, and the Hakdamah for the Pirush HaMishnah is, he divides all Torah Shabbat Peh into different categories. He has the Pirushim HaMkubal and Yusina. He has a whole category, he says, Tachasayim, and he says, Priyaitzadar, and a whole list of other things. But that's the Pirush HaMikbal Mishina, that's what the Pshat and the Chumash is. Not that the Chumash is one thing, and they don't follow the Chumash. We follow the Torah Shabbat Peh. This is the Pshut HaMikbal. But others assume that it's not that the Torah is saying what the Din should have been. The Torah Shabbat Peh is giving the Midas HaDin. So the Midas HaDin says what he really deserves for blinding the other guy for breaking his head, and he deserves that they should give him. And the Torah Shabbat Peh says that we don't have to be so humble. We don't have to be machma like the Torah Shabbat Peh. Not that the Din used to be like that, and then the Torah Shabbat Peh changed it. We're not saying it changed it. The Din was, the Torah Shabbat Peh was always like that, but the Torah Shabbat Peh is saying what the Din should have been. A Prabhupada once gave a whole drasha on this, based on a Ramban by the Keshet, Ramban HaChumash. In fact, he's not talking about the Keshet. He talks about the Midas HaDin. If there were two kinds of Midas HaDin, not everything is Din or not Din within Din group, but there's Din of Hatif and there's Din of Rafia. So he gave a whole theory on this process, but maybe the process of family, Ayin Tachasayim, Shein Tachasayim, and so on, this is the Midas HaDin, the Din of Hatif, this is what the Din should have been. And the Torah Shabbat tells me that we don't give such a strict Midas HaDin. Torah Shabbat says the Midas HaChesed or Din of Rafia, a different type. It's along the lines of the Rosh. The Rosh has a plow. That Russian Baba Tama in the 7th period asked some of the Gemara, Ari Sofei, why is it that by Tzuris the Baal HaShor pays Chatzi Nezik? Regularly pay Nezik Shalom, and Tzuris is perfect, you only pay Chatzi Nezik. Gemara is a Shalom, why is it? Is Allah a perfect to do for you? And it's Allah, the Moshe Mishina, I hear for the new Lord that Tzuris is the cooler that you only pay Chatzi Nezik, because it's the reverse. Mika Radin should be paid a lot to do for you, and the Baal HaBeim shouldn't have to pay anything. The Hilchus of the Mirula is that he pays Chatzi Nezek. So he pays nothing, he pays Chatzi Nezek. Which direction is it? The Hilchus of the Mirula is the Chum or the Shulah. So he rather had any bite, any amount of bite. The bite had a pashta, perfect the goof of the Hilchus of the Mirula, that instead of paying the Nezek, Shom pays Chatzi Nezek. So the Rosh asks that normally whenever the Gemara has a bite, the bite had a pashta, they tell you what the Pshitus is based on. Based on a Parsi, based on a Mishnah, based on a Daisa, based on a Svar, he didn't more than anything. Just he had a Kler, Boy, Robin, and Basu the Bayah had a fasta, he was naked this way. But what was he naked that way? But yesterday he thought maybe he can say A, maybe B, so why did he change his mind overnight? Maybe tomorrow he'll change his mind again. He has no raya, has no hashchach in his mind. So the Rosh suggests, and that Gemara, that this was the Svara that prompted Robin to say that Mikir Adin Terechek Kegufa and Hilfa said Miri Law is Lekuda. Why? Because Halacha Moshe Mishina is always Lekuda, as it says in the Gemara in Sukkah. That when you build a sukkah, you have to have, it says basukah, 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 and it's samamol, it's samachos, it says, Mar has a whole machlokes hatanaim, whether you darshan according to the tree, according to the tzid, or you say Yeshem HaMikra, Yeshem HaMaser. The Mar says, whatever the din should have been, the halacha Moshe Mishina takes off one. If you say the din should have been four walls, the blessed halacha, the din should have been four walls, and then Hilchos of Mirula says, Shalosh, Kehil Falcom. If you hold that the din should have been three walls, that the Hilchos of Mirula tells you, Shnayim Kol Chasam, or Shlishis Hafilu Tefah. By the way, that din, Shnayim Kol Chasam, or Shlishis Hafilu Tefah, it says the Pharish, you're not supposed to use that Lahatilu. It says the Pharish in the Ramah, just last night. I visited someone who has a beautiful home and a beautiful sukkah, an indoor sukkah, and it has Shnayim Kol Chasam, or Shlishis Hafilu Tefah. I said, how do you do that? He said, yes, his rabbi, when he was building the home. His rabbi told him, Koshel Lachatkin. There's no Ramon Atzah. There's no Ramon Atzah. Lachatkin, the meaning is that you make Shleimim. You have four wall Shleimim. But you don't rely on the question, why? You don't rely on the Halacha Moshe Mishina. Maybe this is the reason why you don't rely on it. Because like the rabbi said, you should be Mahara for the Lachatkin to have the Sam Lashaloi. And you should be Mahara Lachatkin to take Arbe Nachal, some Paschim say. You should have a Roman that grew by a river. So maybe that's what the Ramah's Krum is based on. Then if it's based on that, it should only be, maybe it should only be three words of Hatzilus. Maybe say, no, that's so far Drasha, Yashem HaMikra, Yashem HaMaseret, the Darshan according to the Tzitz. Maybe you have to be in the time of Pshutu Shemikra decree. If the decree is four, maybe that's what the Ramah is based on. I don't know. But I'll call upon the Ramah writes like that. That Hatzilus, the meaning is that you have Dalit Shlema. You don't rely on these Dreva. Not right. So that's what the Rosh has to say. That Hilchos Gemara is always welcome. Hilchos Gemara is always welcome, and it brings the right and not the Gemara, that whatever the din should have been, either four or three, so the Hilchos Gemara was the Gareya that it should be left. There's one Lashon Gemara, not so. One Lashon Gemara should have been two, and the Hilchos Gemara added on the third one. But the Rosh is assuming that the equal is like the other Lashon in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the Balatanya has on the Likut of Torah and his drasha on Chumash, he has a whole drasha about this, that why is the rest of the Hilchos Gemara is always lachor, because the Torah Shabbat Teh is not a pirush on the Torah Shabbat Teh, that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam always writes that the Torah Shabbat Teh is the pirush of the Torah Shabbat Teh. And that's why the Rambam considered these pirush Muhammad Subbat and Yisim, because this is the pshat on the Chumash. Create Sodom means an Esther, the Nine Tachatan means Mom, and it doesn't mean otherwise. And according to that rush, it could be that it's not so, that the but the Chumash means one thing, and the Torah Shabbat is not the Pirush of the Chumash. The Torah Shabbat is another Torah. The Moral often has Torah, Soy, Shtei Torah, Torah Shabbat Sav, and Torah Shabbat. Two Torahs. Not that it's one Torah, but the Pirush. Not all the same. This was given in Midas Adin. This is given at the Midas HaChesed. Whenever there's a conflict, so we follow the Tzad. But the Rebbeinu Shlom told us that we can have a break. We can follow the Midas HaChesed. We have to be so strict. Nechapa nafkemine, the Pinyarodim has a suffix. The Gemara says, Eilu meidin falachanim mehalacha. If you have a halacha l'meshim Sinai, you cannot extend that halacha l'meshim Sinai ayidei falachanim. So the Pinyarodim has a suffix. It's a more perk of Lodin and Lila, Mishnah and Nozir, and other places. Eilu meidin falachanim mehalacha. So the Pinyarodim has in his little sefer, in the Dinas Verodim, as a suffix, what would be the din in the following case? What if I have a kal v'chomer from a din in a chumash, not from a halacha l'meshim Messina, but I want to make a yochiyah from a halacha l'meshim Messina? Yochiyah means in order to be matzah the kal v'chomer. You're going to say that kal v'chomer, then you should have said this kal v'chomer leading to the wrong conclusion, so that shows that it's wrong. So is the halacha only aim a main kal v'chomer, the halacha cannot extend halacha l'meshim Messina? Or it means that halacha l'meshim Messina, Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Sav are separate. They don't blend in. If you hold that they blend in to be one unit, Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh are one unit, and Torah Shabbat Peh is the Pirush of the Torah Shabbat Sav, so then why is then the Lady Kalachami Aloha? You have to say that the Midrash HaTorah and the Yashin Sram were not given to Darshan to extend Torah Shabbat Peh, only to extend Torah Shabbat Sav. But to make a Yachiyach, if I make a Kalachami from a Din and a Chumash, I want to make a Yachiyach from a Torah Shabbat Peh, why not? You should be able to make a Yachiyach. But if you say that the reason why Ain't the maiden Kalachem Mehalacha is a different time. It's because the Torah Shabbat, the whole idea of Kalachem is based on the fact that all the Dinim of the Torah fit into one pattern. It makes that one system. And Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat are two separate systems. Torah Shabbat is the Midas HaChesed, so to speak, and Torah Shabbat is the Midas HaDin, two different systems. But then not only would it be Ain't the maiden Kalachem Mehalacha, it would also be Ain't the maiden Yochiyach Mehalacha. Because if you want a darshan of Kalachem from the Din in the Chumash, you say Torah Shabbat is Lachut. It's a different system, it doesn't fit in. You can't even make the Yachiyach either. And part of that may be the suffix of the Pinuga. I think he quotes from the Sefer HaKrisus. The Rishonim had the suffix whether you can make the Yachiyach. If you made a Kalachemer from a Din and a Chumash, can you make the Yachiyach from a Halach and Moshe Messina? Rav Shishem was one of the biggest things. A lot of people.
Did he straighten it out? you get the credit, buy them again. Hold on. Okay.